Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. We are up and at 'em. We are running our race, and we're excited about it. We are excited about where we're going. As a matter of fact, oh, mamma mia, maridari. As a matter of fact, that's mamma mia in Italian, I guess, right? I want to share with you a little bit of a word. I want to inspire you today. I want to encourage you today, get you to get ready to go. I mean, we're listening to things going on everywhere. Do you think the president of the United States is going to have his day, so to speak, in retaliation? Not necessarily a vindictive retaliation, but no doubt a retaliation of what's going on in the world today. But here's a message for you. All right, here's a message for you. If you want to hear something for you, this is for you. And I want to read it very carefully. It's called Arise, Arise. Think about it. Regardless what's going on in the world, you need to rise up in the spirit, in the power of God. I say unto you this day to arise, press through the difficulties that are before you. Find a way through. What are you facing? What are you in right now that you know you have no other choice but to endure it and to get through it with a positive result? Okay? So, press through the difficulties that are before you. Find a way through. I have called you, saith the Lord, to come up unto me, and you must come forth by the power of my spirit in you. The only way you're going to get through any real difficulty successfully for in the economy of God is by the spirit of God. God has given you power. God has given me power to endure afflictions, to turn failure into success, to be able to go extra mile when we've been compelled to go a mile, turn the other cheek, give the coat with the shirt. I mean, whatever the difficulty is, we can do it. For the Apostle Paul said he's learned that whatever state he's in, to be content, he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. So Christ in you, the hope of glory, the Holy Spirit, is exactly what is going to make the difference. And God says, my spirit shall guide you, empower you, and show you the way through the roadblocks the enemy has put before you. Do you feel at times that your life comes to an impasse and there's just no way out? I immediately think about the Israelis in the days of Pharaoh, Egypt, when they came to the Red Sea. I mean, there was no way out. It was impossible. The enemy was bearing down on them. The Red Sea was before them. And the people started getting all nervous, and Moses got on his face, and God says, what are you doing on your face? Get off your face, stand on your feet, stretch forth your staff, and watch what I'm going to do today. See the salvation of the Lord today. So God will make a way where there seems to be no way in our journey with him. And then he says, the enemy has twisted the signs to cause you to error in your way. He has attempted to thwart your forward progress into the victory that I have given to you. So he's wanting things to look different than the way they are. You know, he turns the sign around a little bit. He's supposed to be going north, and it says this way to, whatever, the North Pole. And yet he's got the sign pointing south, and so to get people off track. Well, that requires a divine sense, right? So the Holy Spirit guiding, directing, leading our lives. And I'm not going to understate that. That is the most important thing for you and I up into eternity. At the end of everything, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to raise us from the dead. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. So the Holy Spirit is from the beginning to the end. He's the guide walking us through the maze of this moment on this earth. We are here like for a moment. Like what does it say? That we are like and then we vanish. We're vapors. Our life is a vapor. And so to get into what God has called us to is going to require a guide. We need someone to guide us through. If you and I flew over today to the deepest Amazon jungle, how many of you know it wouldn't be good to go there without any tools, without any weapons, and without a guide? We wouldn't know what the heck we're doing. We would just show up in the Amazon. Well, the world we live in right now is worse than the Amazon. I mean, you talk about this wilderness journey on planet Earth. This is tough territory. And yet you and I have made it as far as we have, and it seemed to be relatively easy. What is that? I mean, easy in comparison to maybe what other people have gone through when we really step back and view things. It's not that there haven't been hard times. There is for everybody. But here we are still. And the only thing I know is that the great tribulation that the Bible talks about is coming towards us, and we're going towards it in our journey. We're not running from it. There is no running from it. We could be preserved in the midst of it. We can overcome it, et cetera, et cetera. But there's no avoiding. I mean, even if you're in the wilderness, you're not avoiding it. You're just in a different place during it. Okay. So we need a guide. And all over the earth, a birthing is taking place, a birthing of the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Yes, this kingdom is being birthed in my sons and daughters. Do you believe it? Do you believe in a literal manifestation of the kingdom of God, literally manifesting out of your life as a son, as a daughter? Do you believe the kingdom of God is within you, and therefore it will manifest out from you? Well, we know that Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God is not a matter of meat and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So if the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, well, that means obviously that the kingdom of God is within us in the Holy Spirit. But there's more to it. You know that, and I know that. Healing the sick, raising the dead, the glory, the interdimensional travel, like the Apostle Paul who went into the third heaven, or the Apostle John who went into the throne room of God, right? Even Isaiah in the Old Testament. So the kingdom, it shall burst forth like a flood upon the earth, and every street and every nook and every cranny shall be filled with the knowledge of my glory. Wow. The word of God does say that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. So when will that be? I happen to believe it happens in a preview sense, even now, through many of God's children around the world, when we see the miracles, signs, and wonders, et cetera, et cetera. But I also believe that this particular part of this word is in the millennial reign. I mean, it would be really cool for it to happen in 24 hours. A bursting forth of the magnitudinal, magnificent kingdom of God manifesting suddenly from every quarter of the earth, a blazing light of divine glory. And man, oh man, would that be awesome, right? I'm ready for it in my life. Yes, I say yes. You may say yes. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of my life shall be a bursting forth of the manifestation of the kingdom of God. I say yes. I don't need to put restraint on that. But as far as the glory, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covering the earth, I see that in the millennial reign, the second coming, the resurrection, the catching up of the church. Now, my glory, and if I'm wrong, and we all outray in effulgence on the same day, at the same moment, before the Lord returns, hallelujah, so be it. So my glory, God says, shall sweep away the darkness and the deception that has been rooted deep in the earth of the old Adam. You see, and what I know is in Revelation chapter 20, that after the Lord returns in Revelation 19, when he comes in his genuine coming and makes landfall, not the coming of the Lord in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15. I'm not talking about that coming of the Lord, because that coming, the Lord is always suspended in space, and we get caught up to meet him in the air, and then we're with the Lord. And I'm talking about the Revelation 19 coming of the Lord, when he comes with his armies onto this earth, and he makes landfall, and he takes the beast and the false prophet and casts them into the lake of fire. And then in Revelation chapter 20, one angel comes down and binds the dragon with a chain and throws him into a pit for 1,000 years so that he could deceive the nations no more. I believe that's when this happens, that he says, my glory shall sweep away the darkness and the deception that has been rooted in the earth of the old Adam. So in other words, the deceiver will be bound for 1,000 years. We know that according to scripture. Yes, gross darkness is covering the earth, the minds of the unredeemed. Yet my glory is being filled up in you. Would you accept that today, that God calls you to be a cup, right? He wants the inside of your cup to be clean. He calls you a vessel, meaning a cup. Is it okay if God just fills you up to overflow so that what he puts inside of you will not be able to stay inside of you? It will overflow out of you. Is that okay if God does that? If God puts his glory in you and the glory of God that's already in you, if it grows and multiplies like the multiplication of the wine, where, you know, there was just so much, okay, the overflow. Now, it's being done in you. He says, these days are likened unto the time wherein my spirit moved upon the deep. My spirit is moving upon the nations. My spirit is going forth into the sea of humanity, ready to impregnate a people for myself. An impregnation of spiritual seed that will produce spiritual fruit in a spiritual people. Wow. I mean, the Spirit of God that hovered over the deep in Genesis chapter 1, and then God spoke and that Spirit moved, and that God is saying that he wants to speak over and into your life, and the Spirit of God move into you and making you pregnant? Well, you're a male. This is not what he's talking about. Spiritual seed, good seed in the good soil of our hearts, right? So he wants to get something in us. He's got something reserved for this final generation. Man, he saves the best wine for last, right? So there's something in the word of God that he wants spoken that the Spirit will get a hold of, and the word and the Spirit will enter into your life and do something magnificent. Are you ready? Can you believe God for that? Well, we need to. He said, my spirit, let me get back to where I was here. Oh, an impregnation of spiritual seed that will produce spiritual fruit in a spiritual people. I hear the cries of a woman in travail. Her contractions are come to an end. Her time to deliver has come. I say now to all who have ears to hear, push. Push, push, push through what your natural eyes see and what your carnal mind says, and bring forth the righteousness of my truth in way. Wow, push, right? I say, again, bring forth that which has been formed in you. What has been formed in you? I mean, you were impregnated the day that you believed. You got born again, right? And that divine nature that was in the seed, which is Christ, is the seed. According to Galatians chapter 3, Christ is the seed, not of many seeds. He's the seed. And that seed was planted in your heart. That means Christ was planted in you in seed form. But within that seed is a mighty oak, right? You take a tiny oak tree seed and you plant it, and within it is an oak. Within the liquid seed of your daddy that was sown into your mother's womb was you. Liquid seed, for goodness sakes. We call it sperm, right? And that seed was you. I mean, that's phenomenal. So why should we think it's such a mystery that Christ, being a seed, being sown into your heart, making you born again, should not contain all the fullness of Christ? If it's the seed of Christ, and Christ is the seed, then within the seed is the fullness of his nature. And what God is saying is that is what has been forming in you. If Christ be formed in you, okay? The forming of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So now, bring it forth. Now, I say, bring forth that which has been formed in you. I say, set a straight course for your feet. I am birthing forth from the womb of the morning of this third day a people. I am bringing forth from the womb of this early third day morning an army. I am bringing forth my bride. I am bringing forth my sons. I am bringing forth my daughters. I am bringing forth my kingdom. I say, push. I say, push, break through. Like a flood of fire, I am purging every corner of the earth. Wow. Come on, this is pretty good. You know, this is God's rhema word. This is God's word to your life. This is God's word to your heart. This is God saying to you, I want to do something in you that's going to shake the earth. I want to do something in you. You've been waiting for the comets and the meteorites and the asteroids, and you've been waiting for the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the World War III and all these things. I know. We talk about it all the time, right? But what about God saying, I chose you to put my spirit in you. I chose you to put my seed in you. And I've been watching over you so that you would bring forth what is mine. I bought you. I purchased you with my blood. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. And when I bought you, then I put my spirit in you. I put my seed in you. And I'm coming to my land, you, and I'm looking for fruit. I'm looking for what belongs to me. And it's not fear. It's not doubt. It's not worry, concern, carnality, worldliness, fleshliness. I'm coming to find what is mine, and it is my nature that I sowed into you, the fruit of the spirit that I sowed into you. I'm coming to take what is mine. And God forbid we should be without fruit. And God forbid that we should not yield to the Father what is rightfully his, right? All right, so he says, I say to the cities of America to align yourselves with me and what I am doing in you right now. Wow, it goes from this personal intricacy of the body of Christ, the believers, to the cities of America aligning themselves with God's purpose and plan. I say to let go of your own territory and plots of land. I tell you to come together in the spirit of unity. I say to you that I have raised up the prophets and the apostles within your gates, and you must align yourselves with what I have given them. You will know by the witness of your heart that they are from me and that I have sent them. You shall surely know, for I am releasing the gift of discernment in you that will look through the haze and the lies of the enemy. Wow, what a gift. How many of you know that the gift of discernment is everything? Right now, oof, man, we need that, right? the one, this enemy, who calls good evil and evil good. I will enlighten your understanding as truth breaks through the darkness of deception. I say to the cities of America that you have within your gates the power and the ability to change the course of the world. Yes, this was written some time ago. You have the strength to take back what has been stolen. You have the right to bring forth the mature fruit of my spirit into the earth. You shall rule and you shall reign. Who's he talking to? Obviously, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the church, the people, but he's talking about those in the United States being empowered with the kingdom and what's here on the earth. I mean, come on, look at this now. Do not be pushed away from what I have called you to do. Do not let go of what I have given you to hold. You are carrying within you the complete formation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Don't let go of that. Don't lose sight of that fact. Regardless of what goes on, ever, Christ is in you. Of a truth, he is the hope of your glorification. He is the hope of everything. His nature is within you, regardless of what mature level it's at. He's there. You have to know that. You have to believe it with all your heart and serve God with all your heart. Don't let go of this truth, because it is by faith. And again, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So your victory is within your faith, and your faith will carry you to success and victory in the purposes of God, not your own. This is not about your plans, your dreams. It's about God's plan and God's dreams that he has for us, what he desires, what he wants. And God is not just a dreamer. When he wants something, he puts it into effect, right? So I say to the cities of America again, it is time for my government to take the helm of your ship. Does this have anything to do with Donald J. Trump being the president of the United States of America? I wrote this way back in 2003, and I just wonder if Donald J. Trump is not the fulfillment of this prophecy to the people following Christ and are supporting Donald J. Trump at this moment, if this prophetic word isn't for right now. I just wonder. Let me read that again. I say to the cities of America, it is time for my government to take the helm of your ship. Well, that means there's going to be a revolution in the land, isn't it? Well, we'll see. We'll see. I say to the cities of America, be prepared. Come forth, ecclesia of God, in the cities of America. So again, God's calling the ecclesia, a city within a city, a people within a people. He says, come forth. Ecclesia of God in the cities of America, unite in the name of the Lord. I will divinely connect and appoint you with the glorious church in your cities. So the sectarian doctrines that keep us limited and separated in our cities, I believe God wants it ended. I believe that there's one church all over the earth, and in every city, there's one mind of Christ. There's one spirit of God. There's one church or ecclesia. And everything else is a facade. But I do believe that God wants to interconnect the true body of Christ in the cities so that there'll be one people in those cities ruling and reigning, having dominion and authority over everything that is evil. Can you see it? Can you see it? Yet hold on to the relationships I have joined together by my spirit. The enemy would divide and separate the divine connections. Woo, he sure does try, doesn't he? Hold on. The fruit of those connections will prove to be most valuable for the time ahead. Oh, praise God. Well, I thought I'd just kind of inspire you today with those words. I hope they were an inspiration. You know, I like it. I like it a lot like that. I love the word of God. And I hear it. I hear it in the spirit, what God is saying. But I'd like to hear what you have to say today. Number to call, 818-369-0326. I'm asking for a response from you, through you, to what you just heard. That's important. I want to know how things are coming across for you and I. Okay, so I'll wait for your call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad, and guess who has finally joined me on my radio broadcast? I love this, because this is none other than our brother Art, I bet. Let's see. I love this. Good morning, Art. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, there you are. How are you?
Not too bad.
Well, it's great to have you on the air. Art, what's on your heart? Hey, I like that rhymes. Art, what's on your heart?
Yeah. Well, if you're just talking about and Trump, look at all the opposition we got. They're all gays, lesbians, they're all open borders, all communists. They're for abortion. This country, all of this stuff wasn't really exposed until this past election.
Mm.
And boy, old Pelosi, she tore the lid off of it and persisted one time after another, relentless. So we got to throw that out with religion. The Lord himself said to me, we're at 11 of the Pharisees, it was a hypocrisy. Get out of Babylon, and we are definitely in a Babylon system right today.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So we're getting worse. But we do have one hope, and that's through prayer.
It that's change
the thing that got me through my trials.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my walk with the Lord was not a cakewalk. I've been through some pretty stiff trials. I don't complain about them. I only share some of them so people know that I actually been there. So I don't try to exalt myself over anybody. But what you pointed out with discernment, that's what I've been saying for a long time. You ask the Lord for discernment. Don't matter how much wisdom, knowledge, understanding we have, if we don't have discernment, it's kind of fruitless. So anyway, go ahead.
No, I just said amen to that. I mean, that's the key. And yes, you have. Since the day I met you, you've been talking about the need to have discernment because of all the deception that's in the world today.
Yes. Tell you, I was driving along one day and the spirit of deception caught me so strong and it was so believable. And I just cried out. I said, Lord. And it was gone. So that's how I would tell people when they pray, always rebuke the spirit of deception.
Amen.
And then carry on your prayer to the Lord. That way you're addressing him personally instead of just leaving it open for whatever comes in, see? Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, our agreement with God, I mean, your personal agreement, my personal agreement. I mean, obviously, if we come into agreement with God and we align ourselves with God and his word in righteousness and truth, I mean, there's going to be some amazing things happen in our lives. And if we're interconnected with other members that have the same reality going on, Art, is it possible that we are living in a time where God could put his hand on a man by the name of Donald J. Trump and lead a revolution throughout this nation for righteousness? Is that possible?
He already did.
Well, it's on its way.
One of the prophets said that he would have a vision from the Lord, and I think he already has. He's the only president that talks about God and is against abortion. He's put in over 80 things against abortion, but the other side controlling the House, they overlook it, see?
Yes.
And the people don't stop to look at the big business of selling baby parts. So it's just one big quagmire.
Yeah.
Look, when they went after Trump on Ukraine, they exposed Biden and his son.
Yeah, if he ever gets elected as president, he's going to be impeached within the first 72 hours.
Well, they should investigate all of them before they ever even put them on the ballot.
Yeah.
Now, Buttigieg, his granddad was or his dad was a Marxist. Just read that today. So we really got to be very careful. We got to quit voting for parties and voting for people.
Yeah, amen to that.
With all these crooks hide behind parties, see? Now, in past time, you know, Jimmy Carter, he got the booze out of the White House. Clinton brought the drugs in. Jimmy also put solar panels on the White House. Reagan took them off. So there's a lot of things that you question back and forth. I've been around a long time. I've watched a lot of this stuff. And so I've been around the world a couple of times. I've picked up a lot of stuff there that you wouldn't have got here, see. In fact, I met with the president's council. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you. I know you've been to Israel a couple of times, and probably more than a couple. And I just saw a new from Rafael Defense Systems today that they have now in Israel created a new weapon defense system, which is laser. And they were showing this thing's accuracy in taking down drones, whether they were swarming in groups of three or whether they were zigzagging. So this modern technology today that we see all, you know, moving in the realm of warfare, defense systems and offensive weapons, obviously. What a moment we're living in with this advanced biological, biotechnical, militarized, you know, weaponry systems. And we're in for some real interesting days, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing with North Korea threatening us, hey, we could shoot them drones down with a laser beam. We could either knock out their computer or we could hit their fuel tank and explode them.
Yeah.
So all these wars and rumors of wars, that's fulfilling scripture every day. So
all
one
right.
of our worst things is the deception in religion. Like I said, the Lord himself hated religion. He says, woe to you scribes, Pharisees, and the hypocrites. He told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So he tells us to study to show ourselves approved. That's between us and him, not necessarily amongst the multitudes, you know. So the great calling was preach the gospel and make disciples. So I try to teach people the stuff it took me 40 years to learn, see? So they can utilize it. I get a lot of confirmations on things I do and say and whatever, but the main issue is we don't brag about these. We make them available for other people so they can utilize them. I get reprimanded periodically. People that think they know it all, you know, they don't understand when you're dealing with the Lord and he's giving you discernment. You rather believe him instead of man. So I throw that term out quite often. Who do you believe, God or man? If it's in his word, it's him speaking. That's why the Bible is our reference point to test the spirit, 1 John 4:1. We don't take stuff as a grain of salt. The last time I was on here, I told the people they could either test me before the Lord or they could go out and get 100 men's different opinions. So God will cover me. I don't worry about what man says about what I think. So I try to be spirit-led on everything. Like I said, if you even question something, rebuke a spirit of deception, go to the Lord with it.
Do you have
something you want to add with that?
Sure. I just wanted to ask you, you know, you find a lot of people in Christendom from the pulpit to the pew. I mean, everywhere in between, there always seems to be some measure of deception. You know, for just as an example, it's probably a bad example, but you have these really awesome motivational speakers from behind the pulpit and they're speaking and they're very intelligent. They're college educated. you have a conversation, it's very rational. They could follow your, you know, the conversation, but they believe things that aren't true. Like maybe a pre-trib rapture. Somehow they just say, well, that exists. The pre-trib rapture is in the Bible and we can preach it. It's not there. Like one thing, always doctrines like these. So there's a measure of deception in everyone around and about. And how important is it for people to really find the key of the spiritual knowledge of God, the truth, and what would that truth actually do to someone's conscience?
Well, that there's so many people that believe a lie right off the top. I've had siblings that come in with a lie. They swallowed it whole, and they'd get mad at me because I wouldn't. So there's too many people. Well, look at the people playing Ouija boards, going to psychics. I've written letters to the editor about this. I said, if them psychics knew anything, even without caller ID, you call in, they'd call you by name, and they'd tell you everything. No, they keep you on the phone for an hour if they can, and $4 a minute, and ask you all these questions so they can give you their side of it, see?
Yeah.
I was driving down the road one day, and there was a yard sale. The Lord told me there's a Ouija board on the table there. Stop, get it, and destroy it. So I pull in there, get out, walk over there, looked at that table, took a step back. He said, it's there, get it. I reached over the first pile of magazines. Halfway down there it was. I knew exactly where it was when he told me, it's there, get it. So I was obedient to the Lord. I did both. I found it, and I got rid of it. I burned them. But so many people got so much of that stuff in their house. To show you another illustration, kid I had living with me, he'd left, and I went through that bedroom. There's something in there. Couldn't find nothing. I walked out, I turned right back, went through everything in the room. About the third time, there's a little piece of paneling on the top drawer there. I opened that. Well, that don't need to be there. As quick as I picked it up, turned it over, it was a Ouija board painted on the back of it. But in my spirit, I knew there was something there, but it took me a while to find it, see? So anybody out there playing with Ouija boards, somebody just had one on the net, they wanted to sell it. They bought it for the kid to learn numbers. Well, I had to tell them this story on there. I put that on there and told them about it. So you can't serve two masters. A lot of people measure a man by his possessions. Guy with the big barn would kind of throw that off, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
So we got the prosperity preachers. You type in the search window, see how much money they got, and they got millions of dollars, see? So there's deception all the way around us, and it's so believable to so many people because they don't test the spirit. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Like I said, whoever you're going to vote for, better make sure he's background before you say, I put your X on the paper.
True. All right. So let's move into what I believe. For the things that we were talking about earlier today, God wants to do something in his people. He wants to release something. And sometimes there are snags. And sometimes, you know, in the parable of the soils, there were rocks or stones in the heart that prevented the root system going down deep. And there's obstacles sometimes that are in the way. And what I want to declare today, Art, is good soil, in the good heart, good soil, good seed, and good fruit is what God is really looking for. And the idea is to, you know, just make sure, number one, that the good soil of our heart is a sincere and honest heart. You know, that we have a sincerity to desire God, to plant himself into our lives and to allow for the inner growth of what he's wanting to develop and cultivate within us. That's what I consider to be good soil. But we also have to make sure that we don't have any stones that we are unwilling to overturn, or we're unwilling to deal with any offenses that may be in the heart or fears or whatever. And then, of course, not being caught up in the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. So in order for God to see a production of what he has, sown into, people have to really be set free. And sometimes when people are physically sick, obviously mentally ill, or anything like that, it's an obstruction to the development of what God is wanting to produce. So your ministry, as I understand it, is praying for people. And maybe there's somebody out there today that you just need prayer. I mean, you just need the prayer, maybe for healing or maybe for deliverance. And we have a gentleman with us on the air right now. His name is Art. He's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And he's been an intercessor for many, many, many years. And he understands the depth of the deception, the battle that's going on. He's battled it out with the Pharisees and the scribes. You'll hear that in a lot of his testimony. But he's here today. And maybe you need prayer. Maybe there's something in your body. Would you trust God to come into agreement with an intercessor to pray for your physical body, pray for your mental state? Maybe you're devastated by something like this family in Mississippi yesterday. A woman and her 6 children were killed in a fire, a home fire, a house fire. You know, that could leave some very devastating scars, and stuff like that happens everywhere. Is there any emotional crisis with Kobe Bryant's wife, who just lost her husband and her 13-year-old daughter? Yeah, there's crises everywhere, and getting through it, you need prayer sometimes. So if you're out there today and you would like prayer, the telephone line is open, number one, or you could go to YouTube and just type it in, really looking for prayers. And if you want prayer, if you want to have Art come into agreement with you, and of course the rest of us will as well, maybe you just need that breakthrough right now, So 818-369-0326, 818-369-0326. You know, you just woke up today and you're just not feeling well. Maybe you're a little panicked or afraid about something. Maybe there is turmoil in your relationship. You know, it's a prayer line. You could get on television and go call TBN if you want to, but I believe there's an intercessor here right now that will pray for you. They'll pray with you, especially as we're coming to this end of the week and we're moving into the weekend moments right now, and you want to be ready to go and fellowship and get into the word and you want to feel good. Let's get prayer. 818-369-0326. Art, that's okay to do that, right?
Sure.
All right. So we'll wait for
people
to call.
I would suggest it.
Yeah.
The scripture says they receive not because they ask not. It's not shameful to ask for prayer. I even do it myself. There's certain people I ask to pray for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm not out there by myself. I think we prayed for each other over the phone the other day.
Yes, with Patricia, absolutely.
Yeah. Did we get any results on that?
Certainly did.
Good.
Did you? Did you get some results?
Yes.
Yeah, so
we're
all getting. So, yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Yep. Like I say, if you don't know what else to do, pray. Ask.
That's right. If there, what else are you going to do? Watch TV? So come on, folks. There's nobody out there. I mean, our lines are absolutely lit up right now. I mean, I'm looking at the screen right now, the board right now. We are absolutely lit up. There's people listening everywhere, just on Blog Talk Radio. And I know on Omega Radio and, of course, the YouTube channel, there's people out there. And I want to welcome everyone. Hey, this is your time to pray. Do you need prayer? This isn't about what are people going to say, if my name's going to go out there, they're going to know my voice. Do you need prayer? We want to pray for you today. That's why on Thursday I asked Art to come and to be a part of our broadcast. And, you know, we'd like to make it a somewhat of a constant theme on Thursdays to have this kind of intercessory prayer. Is everything working out well? Do you trust prayer? You know, are you kind of holding back in some areas. But if you need prayer, if you desire prayer, if you're sitting there going, man, I need prayer. And if you want to just call and say, hey, my name is Tony, or my name is Joe, or whatever, or Sister Sue, whatever, and I need you to pray for me. You don't have to say what it is. Just let's get prayer. The humility would be, yes, I'm struggling with this, that, and the other thing. But until we get that call, Art, you know, maybe the people are doing pretty darn good right now. And that's a glorious thing. Wouldn't that be awesome? Because all the people I'm looking at online right now that are okay in their lives, what an opportunity for the Spirit of God to move through them to do some amazing things.
Yes. I usually pray by discernment, but let's just pray a broad prayer over the whole nation.
Let's do it. You want to pray? Okay, let's pray.
Yes.
For the nation. All right.
Lord, as we come before you, there's so many needs out there. First, we're going to rebuke that spirit of deception, because we're going to test the spirit that's between you and us, Lord. So we're asking for your complete covering and anointing, Ezekiel 22:30, where you sought for even only one man, Lord, to cover the whole nation, and they all perished. So as we come before you, Lord, we want to rebuke all these devastating things coming against people. There's a lot of people have lost somebody and are devastated every time an anniversary comes around. Mm-hmm. We want to break that, Lord. We want to use David as an example, where when the baby died, he washed his face, ate, and went about his work. He didn't sit there and mope around any longer. So, Lord, I ask you to really instill this upon these people. One thing I want to come against is all the people out there that are having migraines. I want to rebuke that migraines from everybody listening and them that aren't listening that have migraines. We want to sever all the roots, the ties, cast all those migraine headache spirits to the pit.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We want to speak healing, Lord, nationwide, everybody's bodies, their soul, their spirit, their mind, that they're not under any type of mind control, whether it's sublimely programmed on the TV or the network. So we just want to sever all the spirits of deception, Lord. They come in all types and guises and everything. You know this, Lord. So we're just illustrating them that this is what we're asking for, a covering and anointing on, Lord, and a deliverance for these people, Lord. We want to speak that deliverance free from all of these bondages and afflictions and speak healing to every cell of their bodies, Lord. So that's going to be our prayer, our petition, Lord. We're going to lay it on the altar at your feet. We're going to trust it in your hands. We also want to rebuke all fear, doubt, or unbelief that would sneak in there. And all religious hindering spirits.
Yes.
It would sneak in there to cause harm and hinder these people being delivered and healed here today. So that, again, Lord, is our prayer, our petition. We love and praise you. We thank you, and we do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Art, we do have a call coming in. I definitely want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for this radio ministry. I want you to pray for our ministry. I want that, but I'm going to take this call coming right now from 858. I believe it's my beloved wife, Patricia Joy. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you very much for your prayer. It's wonderful to pray with abundant people listening in. It becomes more powerful. I do have a prayer request for my daughter-in-law, Marguerite, who has been afflicted in her bones. And it is extremely painful from the top of her head to the very tips of her toes. And she doesn't want to get into the medication that they give for that because it has effects that are not good. So please pray for her. Her name is Marguerite. Thank you.
Okay. We'll do that right now then. Lord, as we come before you for Marguerite, we're going to stand the gap for her personally.
Yes.
We're going to rebuke all of the pain, the affliction. Again, we're going to speak healing to her bones, her joints, and every cell of her body, Lord, for complete divine healing. Lord, any medication her or anybody else has had, we're going to rebuke all the side effects that they have, that they'll be free from all of that and anything that has any harmful effects to it, Lord. So we're going to speak against that. We're going to sever all the world's ties of it, cast it all out to the pit in Jesus' name, and speak healing by the power anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Yes.
We're going to seal that with love, Lord. We love you, praise you, and we bless you, Lord, and we do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Patricia. Thank you so much, Art.
Yeah, Patricia, you also, you're talking about Marguerite, your daughter-in-law, who went through a real bout with cancer, and she came through with the cancer, victory, but her body now is suffering. And also Jane out in California, didn't she have the same issues going on in her body?
Very similar issues, though I don't believe she had cancer previously, but the issues are that she's experiencing right now are very much the same.
So Jane in California as well. And, there's this thing, and I hate to just jump into it, but the fact is people probably through fear can make contact with some of these flus and viruses out there. Fear would actually draw it to them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's kind of an open door. Come on in.
Yeah. So don't be afraid.
The thing I have, if people would say I've been diagnosed.
Yeah, and isn't it true that now I'm on with two powerful intercessors, both Hart and Patricia. That's amazing. Boy, if you need prayer, you better call in today and get prayer. Seriously. Stop all nonsense. Get prayer. These two are going to pray for you. They'll move mountains, I guarantee it. But isn't it – I've always heard people say sometimes – well, this, my cancer is really I'm struggling with my cancer today. I'm struggling with my diabetes, or I'm struggling with my. People actually lay claim to disease as it being their own. Isn't that something that they shouldn't do?
Right. You don't even claim it. You got it. Cancer don't have you, or you don't have cancer. Cancer has you.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And if you accept it, hey, deal with it.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want prayer today? Yeah, if you accept it, if you take it, I mean, you want it to be yours, then you're going to get it. I mean, that's all there is to it. We don't want that. We're keeping the lines open. We've got about 8 minutes left in this broadcast. If you know somebody or yourself are suffering, Art, I want you to pray for this radio ministry. I want you to pray, if you wouldn't mind, please. Just pray a blessing. We're sending out our very first monthly newsletter. We did it yesterday. There were over 70, I think it was a small beginning, 70 people were receiving the newsletter, and we want people to get involved in the ministry. We want to be able to send out a monthly newsletter, let people know what we're doing. But we want this ministry to break out. We want the tent pegs to expand. We want this to be more influential in different places. So would you please pray for us personally, my wife and I, Patricia and I, and for our church family here at New Wine Ministries, and for these radio ministries. We would really appreciate it.
All right, Lord, you've heard the request, so we stand the gap for that. And we petition that to you directly, Lord, for all of those needs that he's already spoken out, Lord. So we're standing the gap for them. And we're speaking that healing over his whole ministry, all of his listeners. That anybody can just feel your presence, Lord, as he speaks and talks and as they come on the air. That they will know that they know, instead of wondering or questioning, Lord, we want you to remove all doubt. So we rebuke that spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief that would sneak in, cause harm, and hinder. Because we're speaking this boldly, yet with a lot of humility too, Lord. We just speak for the blessings over this ministry and the listeners, Lord. As they speak this word out, Lord, your word is true. And truth is the light that it lights up the darkness, Lord. You said it'd be like a lamp at our feet, that we wouldn't stumble around the dark. So that's our prayer and petition over this, Lord. We pray, Lord, that just these people listening out here will call in and they'll have a praise report and they will give it to him. So he will know that it's going out there and it's bearing fruit. So that's our prayer on that, Lord, and our petition. We love and praise you again. We always do. We do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And now, Art, I'm going to do this. I normally wouldn't because of the lateness of the hour, but we have a friend who's on YouTube. He's joined us before, and he has somewhat of a controversy with the way that we are praying, because his idea is that the word Lord means Baal and is in the very next verse. So it says, and Jesus is not the name of salvation, it is Yahuwah and Yeshua. Now, I've been around this long enough to know that idea. So when people, and at that very moment, you prayed against the spirit of religion that would hinder the prayer. You have any problem praying in the name of Jesus Christ and calling him the Lord?
Well, with the things that the Lord has convicted me on, no, he's never, ever. That's the English translation of Yeshua or whatever. So I don't have a problem with it. Jesus is my Lord. You can call him Yeshua or Jehovah, whatever you want to call him. That's just the English translation I use. So I don't have a religious problem. So
all
I.
Right. Okay.
It's too bad for them that do. But I have heard the same thing you're talking about.
Yeah. And you know what
the
I
Lord
appreciate?
To me, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. All right. Well, all I was going to say was that what I appreciate about the Messianic movement is that we do discover the roots, but unfortunately, at times, it's people are not presenting it with an understanding that there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people that have grown up with the King James Bible, who we know it was a beautiful transliteration and that the Dead Sea Scrolls line up with it beautifully. So rather than offending people with the way that we go about things and insisting that, you know, I had a man one time says, if anybody uses the name of Jesus, you're going straight to hell. And it's like, no, that's not right. That's not going to work that way. The education and the teaching is one thing, but the idea that, you know, if you say Jesus or Lord, that you're worshiping the devil or anything like that, that is just not going to work, because we're accountable for what we know. And the word of God that has been given to us, we have seen the miracle working power of God, not some satanic demonic thing. We had that going on in our lives before we got born again. So I'll give you the final word, Art. We've got about 2 minutes and then we got to flow and we got to go.
Okay. Any specific? Oh, one thing about the Messianic, they told me I couldn't pray for nobody in there, but I could go and worship their Torah. Well, I don't even worship the Bible. I honor it.
Sure. Sure.
Near as I know, the Torah was a law, like the Old Testament. And the Pope recently said God told him to reenact the Ten Commandments. Jesus himself came and set a new commandment for us, which would kind of supersede the old one. Right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, again, one comment. Yeah. Who do you believe, God or man? It's that simple.
There you go. And we believe God's has revealed to us in his word what we need to know. And that's a compilation
right.
of the Old Testament, New Testament, the Torah, the instructions, and Yeshua being the Word made flesh comes to this earth. We do understand that. We understand it by the grace of God. Patricia, 30 seconds. Anything left in your heart to say today?
Yes, there is. I am thankful for the new technology that can bring us all the way from Coeur d'Alene to here, and we together can pray and seek the Lord. It could be used for evil, this new technology of computer, but I'll tell you, it could also be used for good. And I
Amen.
Ask God's blessing upon the goodness that we use this technology for, and we bind that evil one who is the Lord of the air, and we command him to have no ability to interfere with the work that has been issued in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ among believers and
Amen.
Those who do not believe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well said. Okay, Art, Patricia, we're out of time. Got to go right now. OmegaRadio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to continue broadcasting there. God bless you on Blog Talk Radio. It was great having all the people on the Blog Talk lines. And for everybody listening on YouTube, thanks for tuning in. And we're going to have some good conversations, I sense, in the days ahead, talking about some really meaty stuff. As we approach the weekend, Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. If not, we'll try to let everyone know, but check in tomorrow morning. We probably will be broadcasting live. If not, then we'll be seeing you soon, very soon. But until we meet again, I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. God bless everyone.